bottom of Gimel and Beis. Omer Yeshua ben Levi, Lod the Ono the Gei Hacharoshim Mukaflus Choma Mimos Yeshua ben Nun Hapu. These three cities were Mukaflus Choma from the time of Yeshua ben Nun. Hani Yeshua ben Ani. The Gemara says Yeshua built these cities. Halafel ben Ani. Later on, Halafel built in Bechsiv. Ubenei Halafel Ovar Ever Umisham. The Shemer who bona es ono v'yeslud u'benoseho. Says in Divrei Hayomim that this person built Lud and Ono. So how can you say that Yoshua ben Nun built it? Where it says l'tameich asa ben Nun. According to you, there's another pasuk that says it much later on, Asa built it. Yechsiv ayiven, the pasuk really should say... Even Ari Mitsura Yehuda, Kishok Tahoretz, the Ein Imo Milchama Vashonim Ha'ela, Keniach Hashem Lo. Okay. Omra Belazar, Hani Mukaflus Choma Miyoshua ben Nun. So Mara answers, all these cities had originally walls in the time of Yeshua ben Nun. Choru Bimei Pilegesh Begiva, in the time of Pilegesh Begiva, they destroyed, these were cities from Binyamin. So they destroyed the city. Also, Alafel Benoni, right? And Alafel came after Pilegesh Begiva and built them up. Hodr Info, the walls fell down again. Also, Asa Shaftzinu, and Asa came and he made Shiputzim. He built the walls again. Dekanami Desiva Yomer LeYehuda Nivnes HaOrim HaEla. Let's build these cities. Mechlal DeOrim Havu Mikara. They already were cities. You're not making them cities. You're building cities that once existed. Shema Mino. Rashi, Lod v'olno v'gei hacharoshim, me'orei binyamin hayu. All these cities were in the Nachla binyamin. Kidechsiv uvenei alafel, Eiver umishon v'shemer. These are the names, yeah. Eiver umishon v'shomer. Okay. Hu bono es lod v'es olno. V'sefer divrei hayomim, mi'achso ha'shevet binyamin. And in Divrei Hayomim it says that this person was from Shevet Binyamin. Ugimara Gomer Lo Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Merabei the Mukafas Chama Mios Yeshua ben Nun. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi had a tradition that these cities had a wall from the time of Yeshua. Masisin the Arachin Tnan Tarti Minayu the Mekomani Lod Vaono Eitzel Ori Choma Sheinu Nahagas Elam Mios Yeshua ben Nun. And in the Mishnah in Erechin, Itakam mentions two of them, Lod and Ono. And there also, it has to have a wall from the time of Yeshua ben Nun to be considered an Ir Choma. Niros Chadashos, and since the walls look new, they didn't look like they were around from the time of Yeshua, Kinamrin Lekamon, that the ones from Yeshua fell down, and these were rebuilt walls, like the Kamon Shenoflu Verzikon, Hushkuk Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Lahoyet Shebechlam Mukafas Choma Hein, Likros Megillah Betezvah. That's why Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi had to say that they were included in the cities that originally had walls in the time of Yeshua ben Nun. Because the Maisa didn't look like that. Vaychazik Asa, Eino Becholam Mikra. This pasuk doesn't exist anywhere in Tanakh. Aval Mikra Achraksi, Vayivin Ore Mitzuros BeYehuda. Vayafagav Dahani Lab MeYehuda, Ninu, Binyan Hoyu. These cities were not Yehuda. These cities were Binyamin. Malcha Yehuda, Moshe Binyamin was part of Malchus Yehuda. Umatzino ba'asa, sha'af ori Binyamin chizik. We find by Asa, not only did he build up the cities of Yehuda, he built up the cities of Binyamin too. Dechziv, v'yisu asavni haroma, v'yas eitzeha, shabona basha, v'yivin bohemis geva, v'yas hamitzvah, v'hein ori Binyamin, to see the Sefer Yeshua. These cities, geva and mitzvah, were part of Nachlas Binyamin. When the Klal Yisrael went into war against Binyamin, and they destroyed many cities. So the walls were burnt, destroyed, they rebuilt them. Shiputz means to strengthen, to rebuild something and fix it up. The Doma lo biyavamos, tum velo tishapet, shvitz velo sivne. Okay. Deka nami garsina. Okay. Vom Rav Shua ben Levi, noshim chayolos mikro megillah. Rav Shua ben Levi said women are also chayiv in mikro megillah. Sha'afein hayu ba'osu ha'nes. Because they also were part of the nes. Rashi. Sha'afein hayu ba'osu ha'nes. Sha'af al ha'noshim gozer homan lahashmi larugula. Abed minar v'yadzokin tafinoshim. So Rashi here says that hayu ba'osu ha'nes means they were in the sakana and the nes applied to them too. Tosus brings a Rashvam that the ikur nes happened through women. Esther and Chanukah through Yehudis, and by Pesach it says the same thing by Arba Kosos, that Bishus Noshim Tzikonios. So those are two shitas in what Athein Hayubos Anes, and Afkamina would be, according to some, an Evet Kenani. An Evet Kenani is only Chayiv in those mitzvahs that a woman is Chayiv. So if Athein Hayubos Anes means they were in the Sakana, so was Evet Kenani. But if it means that the nes happened through them, it didn't happen through an Eved Kenani. So an Eved Kenani is part of it. The Brisker Rav says a different pshat. Why an Eved Kenani is chayiv or not chayiv? He says like this. He says, once we have this svar of afhein hayubos or anes, first of all, Tosa says that only helps for the Rabbanan. That makes you chayiv in the Rabbanan. That's why we need psukim many times to tell me a woman's chayiv in matzah. Right. Why do we need a pasuk? Whoever is chayiv in chametz is chayiv in matzah. Tell me, that's only a rabbinic thing. Memela, we need to be chayiv from the Torah, from a hekesh between matzah and chametz. In any case, but this shail is like this. Once we have a limud that women are chayiv, does that mean that the tour of mitzvah sase shazman groma doesn't apply anymore to Mikra Megillah, and that doesn't apply to Avadim either. Or no, it's a new chiyuv. Really, the tour of Noshim, Mitzvah Seishal and Grom applies. And woman be potter, because the Rabbana made everything Kein Deoraisa. But it's a new chiyuv because of Achin Hayuv Osonei. It's not the same chiyuv anymore. Mela, that chiyuv is only for women, not for an Eved Kenani. Also, the big machlokas, Tosis learns that because women are chayiv in Mikra Megillah, they can be motzi a man too. They're chayiv exactly as a man. They have to hear Megillah and read Megillah, and they can read it and be motzi someone else. And the Bahag holds that a woman is only chayiv in Shmias HaMegillah. She's not chayiv in Kriya, and the Mela, she can't be motzi a man. She can only be motzi another woman. Some hold that there's even a Havamin, she can't be motzi another woman. Because she doesn't have a mitzvah of kriya. She only has a mitzvah of shmiya. She has to hear it read from somebody who can read it. Right? Like a tekiah has to be made from somebody who is a bar tekiah. Even if, there's a mitzvah of listening, there's a mitzvah also of creating the tekiah. In any case, the Gemara says clearly that a woman can be motzi another woman, but there's a shaila whether she can be motzi a man or not. And some learn the idea is, what's the difference between kriya and shmiya? Right? Men are chayiv in kriya, and women are chayiv only in Shmiya. Because in addition to the mitzvah of Shmiya, which is Pirsumei Nisa, that's the mitzvah of Pirsumei Nisa, or Yotzi Pirsumei Nisa, even if you hear the Megillah, there's an inyan of Megillah taking the place of Hallel. Only men are chayiv in Hallel, not women. So men have a din of Kriya of HaMegillah in the place of Hallel. Or the Rabbanan made a din of Kriya because of Melchemes Amalek, of Mechias Amalek. And men are only chayiv in that. Or they made a din of kriya by kriya satorah. And only men are chayiv in kriya satorah. So the din kriya, aside from the din of Sumenis, applies to men, according to the Bahag, and the din of shmiya not. Others learn it has nothing to do with kriya and shmiya. Women are only chayiv because of this reason of afhein hayub also anes, that's a din derabbanan. Men are chayiv because of divrei kabbalah in the Megillah. And a person is only chayiv in the Rabbanan and can't be motzi somebody who's chayiv midivrei kabbalah, which is a higher level of chiyuv. Okay. The Amr of Yeshua ben Levi, Purim shechol lios b'Shabbos, shalim v'dorshim binyan l'shalyom. If Purim fell on Shabbos, which today can happen by Mukafim, the 15th can fall on Shabbos, so on Shabbos, shalim v'dorshim binyan l'shalyom. Some learn that that means that Bechlau, you speak about Midrashim or whatever because of Pirsumei Nisa. And others learn it means Halachas of Purim. Nafkamina is, does this Halacha apply even when Purim falls during the week? Right? If it has to do with Halachas of Purim, then even if Purim falls during the week, right, reading the Megillah is not halacha support. It's only for Sumei Nisa. So you need to learn the halachas too. But if the idea is Pursumei Nisa, because since you're not reading the Megillah, there's no Pursumei Nisa, so you speak about the Nes, you give drushes on the Megillah, then it only applies if Purim falls on Shabbos. If Purim falls during the week, you read the Megillah. So you're Yotze with that. So Mar says, my Iri Purim, I feel a Yontif Nami. Even Yontif, which 30 days before the Yontif, you're Shoyal Vidoresh. On the Yontif itself, there's an Inyan to say the halachas, or to speak about the Yontif. Kol Shekein Purim, where there's no mitzvah 30 days before, that on the day itself you should speak about it, the Tanya. Moshe Tikin Lam L'Yisrael, Shu Shoyalim V'Dorishim B'nyon L'Shol Yom. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu was Mesakin, that on each Yontif, they should speak about the Yontif on the day. Right? Hilchas Pesach, the Pesach, here is Mashma, that's Halacha. Hilchas Atzeres Batzeres, Hilchas Chag B'Chag. So Mura says, Purim it's the Richalei. Ma'al the same, and Nigzer Mishum Derabba. I might think that you shouldn't be able to mention anything about the Megillah on what's it called on Shabbos. Because just like they asked Kriyas HaMegillah on Shabbos, because maybe you'll come to carry it, maybe if you'll start speaking about the Megillah, you'll come to read the Megillah and carry it. Kamash Malon, that much they weren't kosher. Rashi. Shoalim Vidorishim, Manmidim Turgim, Lefnei Achochim, Lidro Shigeres Purim Barabim. So Rashi learns not halachas, it's drashas. What's it called? Lidro Shigeres Purim Barabim. The Rambam seems to say that it's halachas. Okay, Mishum the Rabba, the Gozer the Kamon, the Kriyas Megillah, Shem Yavidrenu Abrahamus Bishus Harabim. Rabba was Gozer by Megillah and Lulav and Shofar that you don't do them on Shabbos because maybe you'll come to carry them. Afkan Gozru to Rosha at the Kriya. So I might think that they made one big Zera, not to darshan the Megillah, not to read the Megillah because you may come to read it and carry it. Okay, Brahm Yeshua, baby. Chayiv Adam Likros the Megillah Belailo. You have to read the Megillah at night. L'shanosu b'yom, and to learn it, that's the way we think the community now, to learn in the daytime. Shenemar, Elohai Ekra Yomam v'lo sane v'laylo v'lo du mi'oli. Just like when the Tzara was, they called out at night in the daytime, so too, when the Nes happened, they read the Megillah at night and daytime. Sovr minah l'mikroi b'layla, when they heard this, what the Rishuv and Levi said, likros is a Megillah b'layla, u'l'shanosa b'yom, the word shanosa can mean to learn it in the daytime. So they thought, you read it in the night, u'l'mishna masnisan d'idob'yom, and you learn the drushes about it in the daytime. Omer lehu Rabbi Yirmiyo ledidi mefarshe leminei d'rabchia baraba, kigon da'amrei inchi evor parshe sedov asnaya. Now, eshne over here means, shone does not mean to learn, it means to repeat it, right? And therefore it means you read it at night, you repeat it in the daytime. And Tosa says that even though it's a chiyuv both times, the ikr chiyuv is in the daytime. And the ikr chiyuv of midivrei Kabbalah is in the daytime, because it says, what's it called, hayomim ha'elu, niskorim v'nasim. And just like the mitzvahs of the day, the suda, mishloach monas, matanas levyonim, can only be done during the day, can't do them at night, so too the kriyas ha-megillah, we learn from that pasuk, dafka in the day. And at night, we only learn from this pasuk, and it's only the rabbanan. It's not divrei kabbalah. It's a bigger chiyuv in the daytime, and therefore Tosa says that even though you make a shechiyonu on the megillah at night, you make another shechiyonu in the daytime. We have kavana in the shechiyonu for the mitzvah sayon. But the Tosa says the reason is the night and the day are two separate mitzvahs. One's a mitzvah d'rabbanan, and you make a shechiyonu on that. And the other one is a mitzvah medivrei kabbalah, different mitzvah, and you make a shechiyonu on that. Okay. Itmar Nami, Omer Chelbo, Omer Ula, Bira, Chayiv Adam Likros Amgila Belaila, Ushanosa Bayom, Shenemar, Leman Yizamercha Chavod, Velo Yidom, Hashem Elokai Yolomadeko. Okay. The Tosis here has a whole thing on how you read the Megillah. First of all, he says, you say Alanisim, and there's a Shaila whether in the end of Alanisim you say, Kishain, we don't say that. The reason is that We don't ask for anything in the first three and last three brachas. Tosa says that can't be the reason, because divrei tzibur you could ask, and here's the davar shel tzibur. The reason is that anything that was said in the past, we don't say it in the future too. It's a past thing. Al anisim is for the past, so you don't mention for the future. There are those that do say it. Then he says, what's it called, that the seder of davening. You daven Mariv, then you say Kaddish Sholem, then you read the Megillah, you make three brachas before, and one bracha after, and then you say the Atta Kadosh. You don't start with Olatzion because Ein Gula Belaila, so you start the Atta Kadosh, just like Motzei Shabbos, we also start the Atta Kadosh. And if it's Motzei Shabbos, you say Vinoam before the Atta Kadosh. And when you read the Megillah, you don't read it like a Sefer Torah, but you open it like a letter. And after the Megillah, you say Kaddish. What's it called? In the morning. After Shacharis, you say Kaddish, Chatzi Kaddish. And then you, what's it called, take out the Sefer Torah. You read three Aliyahs in Vayov HaMolek, even though there's only nine psukim. Normally, you don't read less than 10 psukim. And you don't put, he says, you don't put the Sefer Torah away. We don't have that minik. We put the Sefer Torah away before Kriyas HaMegillah. They used to keep the Sefer Torah out while the Megillah was being read, and they only put the Sefer Torah away after Kriyas HaMegillah. And then you say Ashrei Uvol Etzion. You don't say Lam Natzeach because it's not a Yom Tzara. And you don't say Tachnun, not on the 14th or the 15th, no matter where you live. Because it says you may Mishnah V'Simcha. And then you say Lam Natzeach Ala Yelos HaShachar, which is a Mizmor for Purim.